Abraham says, Shetzarach Leisiv, it's a mitzvah Seyedai Raitza, a mitzvah in our Torah to add on to Shabbos. Zman Taisiv, when does the Taisiv begin? When do you add on? So Mitzvah, where has to be really from before Mizman Ashkia. It's still a Sashkia, the beginning of sunset. Chain Hashem is Neres Alarts, that's Shkia. Ads Mein Ben Ashmashis. And what's that Zman? Zman Azeh, Shugim Milan and Riva. That's the Zman of 3 million and a Reva. Rotzas Lassus Kulata. You want to make the whole thing Taisis Ice, you do it. Rotzas Lassus Mena makes us Ice. A little bit bad, but you have to add on Ezu Zman Shivada Yon. You have to add on Vada Yon Mechala Kaidish. So although the Zman of Shkia is topic, so and that is in some ways Taisis, but it's not bothering him. So being that it's not bothering him, we have to add on the Shkia, and therefore we have to add on to the Shabbos by a few minutes. How much time do we have to add on? Yeah, that's your wife. What about you?
I'm saying, but the women,
we'll see. But not, yeah, the women generally do add on to Shabbos. The question is, we don't. None of us, most of us don't. We come to Shul, we daven, and then it's already Shkia. So we're not adding on to Shabbos.
I would daven mincha if we're adding on to Shabbos.
Right, so we'll go in order. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this, number three. How are you makabel taif the Shabbos? You have to add on to Shabbos. You have to do what you debo. Shumakabel alav. I'm adding on l'shem taif shumakabel alav. The same taif for Shabbos. It's interesting from the Mishnah Berurah. I always understood that he's saying you have to have that in mind. We're going to see a chiluk if you have to say those words. You don't have to say those words. Mishnah Berurah says you have to say it. Oh yeah, you day is baruch hu. You say baruch hu. People come on. So if you're making early Shabbos, you say baruch hu. Mahanal is that Kabbalah B'Lev, and if Kabbalah B'Lev works, he says, look at in Yom Kippurim, and they're discovering that it possibly works to be Mekabel Shabbos. But we need to add on to Shabbos. How much time do we have to add on to Shabbos? The different is the women we know is 50, is 18 minutes. Where did the 18 minutes come from? It's really 15 minutes. We add on a few extra minutes just to make sure that they're going to light before 15 minutes. I'm say 20 minutes. We have to add on in a decent amount. What's the point of trying to understand why we have to add on to Shabbos? We have to show our love to Shabbos. As I mentioned yesterday, we come to a, we can't just show up at the moment. We have to come early. We have to, anything that's important to us, we come early too. I spoke to the boys on Thursday, went in the yeshiva. I said to them that trying to bring out the point of coming to time on that, to come to shul, to come to minyan on time. I said to them, if you're going to a ball game, you'd be there early. You're going to be in your seats before the game starts. So if you're going to come to davening, you should be in your seats before the davening starts. And I said that if we come late, because it's not important to us. We come late to Shabbos, Shabbos is not that important. If it was so important, we should be ready for Shabbos. I'm looking forward to the Shabbos. And that shows our willingness to be oimik Shabbos. So how much, we're not adding in 20 minutes. None of us do. Our wives light, we still go to shul, we drive our car, we carry. So we're just going to go straight to the to Rav Moshe and others that say you need a couple minutes, you need some type of a Zman where you're not working. You stopped working. I'm going to stop working before Zman of Shabbos. Again, Shkia is Safik, so we can't call that Taisis Shabbos. It's also Taisis, but it's not Vaday Taisis. It's going to be before Shkia. How are we going to do that? So at least 2 minutes before Shkia, we should be Mishnabal on ourselves these 2 minutes not to work. The problem is, you daven in Shul over there, if we daven in Mincha 10 minutes before Shkia, 10 minutes after Lech Benchin, so it's 8 minutes before. By the time we finish the Shemayin Esrei and the Mincha, it's already after Shkia, so no one is Mekabel Tais Shabbos. According to the most shuls, are going to be, even if you daven 15 minutes before, after Chazaras Hashat, it's already after Shkia. Where's your Tais Shabbos? So I already spoke about this years ago. I'll tell Olam what to do, the right way how to do it. So the right way how to do it, which is that after your Tfilas lachash after you daven Shemayin Esrei. So now you finish Mincha. Usually I'll make sure here that we have at least 3 minutes before Shkia. So then, right, when you take your 3 steps back, after you finish, you'd say, I want to be Mekabel Shabbos. That's what you would say. I want to be Mekabel Shabbos. Now, that's my Dibur. You need Amira. I need a Dibur. So you did your Dibur. Having your Dibur, you were Mekabel. If you just do it in your mind, it also works, but you should try to do it on Dibur. However, for those that are coming late to Mincha, it's impossible then. By the time you're going to daven Mincha, it's already time you finish Mincha, it's after Shkia. And also, the Baal Tefillah will not be able to be Mekabel Taisa Shabbos. So, what's the answer for them? The answer to that is we're going to shortly see a chiddush from Moshe Steinbach, and this is a chiddush of that we could add to what we said in the past. To those that are missing that couple minutes after the tefillah of Balachash, but again, it's mitzvah d'oraisa. We're so focused on so many schools. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and you'll see the milah of adding on to Shabbos, and it's not that hard. So when is really Kabbalah Shabbos? On an early Shabbos. Let's go through that, and then we'll see maybe the right way how we can be Mekabel Shabbos for those that are running late. Shabbos says like this, number four, Acher Anias Baruch Hu. You say Baruch Hu, Ava Pishadayin Yonu. Well, even though it's day, so you daven early Shabbos, you say Baruch Hu. Eim Arvin, all the halachas that normally you would be able to do Bein HaShemashis. You need to do this Bein HaShemashis. But once you say Baruch Hu, that's it, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. Mishum Da'ava Kabbalah Shabbos, be done. But if we say Mizma Shili Yom HaShabbos, that's Baruch Hu. So once you say Mizma Shili Yom HaShabbos, it is your Shabbos. So if you decide, oh, you know what, I don't want to keep Shabbos, it's too late. Look at number five, Kaniel Baruch Hu the Mistama. Once you mention Shabbos, it's a Kabbalah. Because you say, for the very Chachma, do our thing in 5 minutes. Shenai, we say Licha Doidi. We end off by Yichala, so we're going even earlier. That's already Kabbalah Shabbos too. Once you say by Yichala, you're bringing in the Shabbos. I didn't say I'm Makabal Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. By Yichala is going to be Kabbalah Slash Shabbos. Says the, let's go by here, the Ramah says, what about women? Aminik Shai Seish, Shamad Lekas, she is Makabal Shabbos without Lagi. Unless she made it tonight, but feel it tonight, believe Sagi, it's enough. If she says that I don't want to be Makabal Shabbos, it works. She doesn't know. She can only do that in cases of really a need. Kabbalah Shabbos Nebayis. Mutarim. The other family members are allowed to do work until Shkia. Ad Baruch Hu. I place to Shabbos, so we need to add on to Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, also number seven. If this file mincha tchila, we have to daven mincha first. If she's mekabel Shabbos, she can't go out and daven tefillah shachol once she lights candles. Oh, so now So if you thought that maybe okay, let me be mekabel Shabbos on the way to shul, I'm not going to carry right before mincha. I'll be mekabel Shabbos. I already carry my keys into the shul. And I already carried whatever I need to. I'm not going to turn on the lights anymore. I'm done. So let me be Mekabel Shabbos and then daven mincha. You see from here, you can't. Once you Mekabel Shabbos, you cannot daven mincha anymore. And Prima Gavim explains in number eight, that this file, she has to daven mincha first. You can't daven a weekday, that's right. There are Paiskim that say that she could daven mincha afterwards, and that's number nine, which is Eliezer says. He brings down all these Paiskim that say that's Sarah MS. L'chalik is the difference between Kabbalah Shabbos and Baruch Hu and Mizmashir, the Daf, Kabinim Baruch Hu. Oh, he said Baruch Hu, that's a real Kabbalah. I would like Kibbal Shabbos. If you just said Mizmashir, you could still daven Mincha. So there are Paiskin that the women rely on. They'll light candles. If the women are going to say to me, oh, yeah, I didn't daven Mincha, there are Paiskin that say that you could do it if you see the bowl they put in dark. He could still daven a weekday shemanetz. Do I mean in shemazals? And I'm making mikdusha Shabbos by davening mincha. El davka, but Kabbalah Gemura Baruch Hu. So once we daven Baruch Hu, that's it. But up until Baruch Hu, whether it's lighting candles, according to what we're saying here, Mizmashir or Baikala, all those according to Eliezer, you could still daven mincha. But shemazalman and all the other places can say it's not so pashit. But if it's not so pashit, what are we doing? We can't go out and be makabel Shabbos. And then go ahead and daven mincha. We have a mitzvah, Kaisa Shabbos. As someone mentioned to me the other night, it's so true. Mincha is only midrabanan. Tefillah is only midrabanan. Kaisa Shabbos is zayraisa. You know the Rav Shammai Zalman Orbach says, it's in the Shmir Shabbos, I know it's difficult for us to accept this. This is what he says. He says that if you're coming to shul, you should daven b'yichidus, because davening is only midrabanan. Kaisa Shabbos is zayraisa. So if you're going to come to shul, and you see that the mincha is going to not let you go ahead and be mekabel Kaisa Shabbos, daven b'yichidus. So what should you do? Mekabel Shabbos. You should daven mincha. And then say, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos. And it's better than daven yichidus. Of course, if you look at the biscuit shoot, he says, sorry, he doesn't understand why. He doesn't understand the Shmir Shabbos at all. But as I said yesterday, Shmir Shabbos wrote it. His Sefer is accepted by everyone, except those years ago that had some questions on it. But today we know the most accepted sefer Hilcha Shabbos is Shmir Shabbos B'chazdei. He does right. You should daven yichidus in order to be davening. The Rabbanon we just said. Place the Shabbos deraisa. You have a choice of deraisa. Then the Rabbanon, you should be mekayim the deraisa of place the Shabbos and daven yichidus. I'm not telling you to do that because we have an eitz. The eitz is Rav Moshe Steinbach. He says a chiddush, but he's our gadol adar. So years ago when he wrote this, I didn't follow it, but today it's a little, you could, he's our God al-Hadar, spoke to him last year, and now I will tell you what to do, to see what he says. So although he did write this a number of years ago, it's not new, but let's learn what he says. Look at number 10. He says like this. He splits off. He says he could be Makabal. What's Taisa Shabbos? Taisa Shabbos doesn't mean that I'm being Makabal Kedusha Shabbos. He has a din in Kedusha Shabbos, and he has a din in Taisa Shabbos. I'm not accepting the Kedusha Shabbos. I want to show that I'm not going to work from before. I'm getting ready for Shabbos. What's Taisa? I said to you in my introduction. I'm getting ready for Shabbos. It doesn't mean that I need Kedusha. Whenever we prepare, Hachana is so important in life. We prepare, we get ready. Taisa Shabbos is in you, let's get ready for Shabbos. So stop working a little bit before. I'm getting ready for that Zman. I'm not just going to show up to Shabbos. I can accept Kedusha Shabbos later on. Comes to Maisha Shtavach, and therefore he says, Venera, Shem Kibol Shabbos, if you make Kabbal Shabbos as Taisis, but not Kedusha Shabbos, he could still daven Mincha. Oh, look what he says, all of you that, well, for all of us that are coming late, I don't say coming late, we're coming on time, but it's late for the Zman of Kedusha Shabbos, Chaim. And you can't do a bepeh because you said baruch hu or be kibul shabbos shabbos gufa shekain loy and you can't daven mincha anymore. Okay, nachal leimer. This is what you should say. I'm a kabul olay taisu shabbos as taisus, not kedusha shabbos. So I'm a kain the mitzvah bepeh of taisu shabbos, and then I could still daven mincha because I wasn't a kabul myself kedusha shabbos. The chahay gavna you could daven mincha. Rak koydim shkia. Oh. Before Shkia, you do have to still say, Ani Makabal Olav, Taisa Shabbos, Kaim Befiv, and that's what you do. So you Makabal Taisa Shabbos, not Makabal Kedusha Shabbos. If you're going to do it the right way would be as a Makabal Shabbos. That means I'm a Makabal Kedusha Shabbos. So if you're Moshe Shemach, the Eitz is, you say before Mincha, once you can't do Malacha anymore, so that's for sure. You can't come into Shul and do Malacha. You have to stop your Malacha. Once you stop your Malacha, right before you start Mincha, what are you going to say? I want to be mekabel taisvus Shabbos. If you already daven mincha and finished your tefillah b'lachash, I'm mekabel Shabbos. I'm mekabel even kedusha Shabbos. Because then you're satisfying all the taisvus. I'm not sure about saying a chiddush over there. You could split the two up: the taisvus, the kedusha, and therefore that's his mahalach and answering up these questions. Obviously, when you're going to start looking at the likud svarim, so they're going to bring down the two prime huggers to say, oh look, and then they might even bring down the tzitz eliyazah that you could have mincha anyway. But la halacha, the place that we have to know in psak halacha, the place we can't just, yes, we found someone that says this. We need some rules over there, how to pass them. Most of the paiskim are not bringing this down, but it's an eitzah, and we can go ahead, shemayim, and say, I want to be mekabel Shabbos. Moshe Shtemel says that you can do this, so this is what our eitzah is. Again, what are we all doing? What are we telling our children? We have to tell our children too. They can't just come into Shkia, and they're gonna be. Especially the girls, they're still growing their hair, they're still taking showers, they're still getting ready. We at least come to shul, our boys come to shul, they're still at home. But they have a mitzvah. They need to say they want, you need a bepeh. So you tell them at least 5 minutes, because they're 5 minutes and then we'll end up two. You tell them 5 minutes before shkia, they're going to say, sunset is at this time, at least 5 minutes before, they must say bepeh, I'm a kabbal, they, after davening mincha, wonderful, so then they can say, I'll be a kabbal, taisa Shabbos and still daven mincha. We should go ahead and tell our wives, to tell our children, because they're home, that they need to accept Shabbos, that the boys need to accept Shabbos, the pet. Mitzvah d'oraisa, why are we not keeping this mitzvah d'oraisa? So that's, for us,
if
the winter.
Left, then they have to still say the pet, or that's automatically?
Right, that is the pet. That's the pet. The lighting of the candles is the pet.
It must be the chassidim took on what he said, because if not, they're davening mincha.
So the answer with the chassidim isn't going to tell you that the
hour after candlelight. So it's
but they themselves it comes to this. We said they themselves are stopping lacha by shkia. So really, they should stop 2 minutes before. I mean, I could daven only. They could daven mincha much later.
According to
Rebbeinu
Tam, that you can really do
malacha. And we see that they're not holding like Rebbeinu Tam for this. So for them, they're counting this as suffix. They're not using it. I looked at all the places. They're not. The chassidim are going in and saying, "Oh, we're making this taisa Shabbos." They're really we're being chayshish for the other shittas when it comes to Shabbos. That maybe this man is earlier. Oh, so then where's your taisis? Lefi those, yeah. If you're Rebbeinu Tam, it's taisis. Lefi the other shittas, where's your taisis? So obviously the ones who are going to be malamitzchuk. My goal is, yeah, we could be malamitzkos. If his kechuvah is looking, it'll be malamitzkos. Well, we're trying to be malamitzkos, trying to do the right thing. I could be malamtsus and say the whole like Rabbeinu Tam, and they're adding on to Rabbeinu Tam because it'll be Rabbeinu Tam and say. But we don't do work that's mana anyway. So we could all be malamtsus, but this is the halacha lufi what the place can say how to do it the right way. We're trying to keep Shabbos, let's do it the right way. Let's go weiter over here because what's really important to us is early Shabbos. What's going on now? So another very very important yisoid is the halacha as the summer comes up and we are going away. I already spoke about this last year, but we need to review it. If you go to a hotel for Shabbos, we have so the Shabbat brachos coming up. You have an offer, a weekend offer somewhere, and you're going to be in another, not home. You're not here, even in the country. So right, in South Falls, we spoke about this last year. A lot of colonies around. Down in one place, down in another place. You're missing one minute, you go somewhere else. But for those of us that are away for Shabbos, where you're not in walking distance to another minyan. So let us see the mechaber of it, because this is Nageya. It's very important for our wives. This part of the halacha is up at number 11. Even though the kila did not daven yet, let's say you daven by yourself. This follows Shabbos, you daven early. You can't do work. Too late. You can't say you don't want to be kavod shabbos. You daven ma'ariv. So if you daven b'yichidus, you made a kabbalah shabbos. Let's go weiter over here. Zok mechaber weiter. If roi v'akol kibul of shabbos, this is the part that we're going to talk about. If the roi with the kehila accepted shabbos, you're automatically nimchshech acharem bal karcha. You have no choice. There's no way around it. You are have to follow shabbos. Meaning, if you're going to go therefore to a hotel, there's no other minion there. That's it. It's their minion. They're making early Shabbos. You come late. You drive up to the parking lot. It's Shabbos to you. It's Shabbos because you're nimshach after them. There's no other minion. You are nimshach after the roi v'akahol. Get out of here. What are you going to do? It's a good question. Where are you going to park? How are you going to get your keys? How are you going to carry? Once you're there, you can be lenient maybe until you get into the hotel. It's technically, I don't know, maybe until you're there, maybe you're not part of the kehillah yet. But once you're in the hotel, that's it. Shabbos for you. There's no malacha, totally Shabbos. Can't take a shower, you can't do anything. It's Shabbos for you because you are following them, and therefore it's important that we are going to get there on time, even though you can't say, oh, I have another hour. It's not true.
Can you purposely break yourself off of the cow?
Well, you cannot, as we see right now, you cannot. You can't make it tonight.
Unless they make
it. Can't join the cow. The cow until left, I'm done.
No, but you're following the Rav Kahal. You have to follow the Rav. The Mir is Nimshach HaRav. Unless we have two minyanim here. So even though now most people are dominating early, but there's another minion, so then there has to be a set minion. So now, okay, let's make another minion. It doesn't work. That's what I'm saying. Rav davened early.
How about your own house? You makabalu does you.
All right, so we're going to get to that. Right, very good. That's what we're going to get to. So we could have pressed. Some of the questions that come up are questions regarding if a person can go ahead. So you made early Shabbos, and then you said, you know what, I made a mistake. Why am I making early Shabbos for? Can someone back out of making early Shabbos or not? A bigger question. If a woman, because this is Nageya, as we'll shortly see, and this is why I did spend hours on this, because it's Nageya for the Hatzalah members, where they have to go on a call, maybe they should go ahead and you undo the Shabbos that you accepted. In other words, if they're Makabal Shabbos and they say, you know what, I made a mistake. I didn't realize I have to go on a call. So I want to back out of my Kabbalah Shabbos. Is it Shaykh to back out of a Kabbalah Shabbos or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says, what about a Tanai? In other words, can you make it Tanai? I don't want to accept Shabbos. So let's first look at the Mishnah Berurah here, then we'll see what is a mistake. And then there's a Taz, there's a lot of information over there. But Mechaber says like this. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. After Avlaka, Yeshayim the Mahani tonight. You can make it tonight. The women are allowed to make it tonight. B'tzfilashani. Once you daven, that's it. Kivin shiska by kedusha Shabbos. So a woman can go and I'm lighting candles, but I'm not accepting Shabbos. You can't go in and say I'm davening Ma'ariv. So someone can't be it in the case of Natzalah was. They can't go to shul and say I'm davening Ma'ariv, but I'm not accepting Shabbos because I have to go on a call. It wouldn't make any sense. You accept the Shabbos. Women can go ahead and light candles and say, I don't want to be Makabal Shabbos. So the lighting is going to work. But we can't go ahead and just say that I am Makabal Shabbos. I don't want to be Makabal Shabbos. If you're Makabal, you're Makabal. Look at, we have two Makabal. We have a Makabal over the very important where there was a mistake. The Tzibah made a mistake. And that could be. What happens if a woman made a mistake? What happens if we say we're making late Shabbos and our wives went ahead and they went ahead and lit candles. And then we said, what are you lighting candles for? I'm making late Shabbos today. We're not making Shabbos yet this early. So could she go ahead and say, oh, I made a mistake? Or because we see that Tanai works. If a Tanai works, what about a Toys? What about a mistake? Zakun Chava like this. Let's say it was a cloudy day, Tiba made a mistake, but Chashu thought it was dark, and they lit candles, and they got mired. And then they realized, what are we doing? It's still light outside. They didn't have watches. Ain't Sarah loves those foul arms. Don't have to dive mired over again. Because you could dive a plug in the you know, it's foul plug in the mouth. Then Yachiru, so although you dive a mire, you could still do, you'll see, you could do work. Then Muyach, what about a Yachit? You tell Yachit, you dive a mire by an accident, Sarku Lazim, you dive a mire over again, you dive in, you made a mistake. Ulin, Yasias Malacha, baby Tiba, baby Yachim Utarin, Kabbalah Shabbos, Haisa Batois. You see that there's this concept of accepting Shabbos, and I made a mistake. I really didn't want to be Makabal Shabbos. Yeshaimim, those that say that, no. The Oisin Shed Likuner is the one that lit the candle. No, they can't work. They lit candles already. Everyone else is mutter. So it's possible that your wife lit candles and then, oh, it was a mistake. I didn't realize what time it was. It's so early. I didn't change the clock. I have a clock. Didn't realize what time it is. So you are, and you somehow you said you were makabel Taisha Shabbos, right? You have to say it. Where else are you makabel Taisha Shabbos? You didn't daven Ma'ariv here. Because once you daven Ma'ariv, it might be, although we'll see over here, it's not much like, as the Chabad clearly says, you made a mistake, it's not Shabbos. Look what he says, Vayikav. Yeah, Shem Shoyish said now should look at Lashem Shabbos. Also, Liga by Lashem. Okay, that's not a get us. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah number 14. Shoyish them should leak who up in way is foul. They even if they didn't daven yet, but they lit candles. Avo Bedloy Adoka. Avshe is foul. Tfilah Shabbos. Kivin the Betoyis. You made a mistake. Hoysa Shalor. It's not called the Kabbalah Shabbos. Hi, what about the Yeshayim? Tami Yeshayim still the Kabbalah. She al Yedeh Hadloka. Deep for this by Maisa. Vayim Bachroinim. If it was a tzibur that made a mistake, is a kabbalah. The miyot is not nimshach acharoy. Keep in the betayis is a kabbalah. It could be silent. So you could have a yachid that made a mistake. We see it. A yachid made a mistake. Now we have to understand what's making a mistake. But if they made an honest mistake. They didn't realize what time it was, and they were mikal shabbos even with tefillah. They daven ma'ariv. They realized, what am I doing? It's the middle of the day. I didn't want to do this. You see that the kabbalah is a mistake. They daven ma'ariv. Daven ma'ariv again. The ma'ariv is a mistake. That we see over here that it's shaykh, therefore that someone could even accept the shabbos and it was b'tois. But you can't tell me, and that's what I said when I spoke the other day. You can't tell me that someone who accepts shabbos and has to go on a call, it was a mistake. No, he accepted shabbos. He knew what he was doing. Now it's a mistake. I didn't really want to accept shabbos. He did. You wanted to accept shabbos. You know what you were doing. Toys has to be similar to this case where you mamish thought that the time was a different time. Okay, maybe my case of the women lighting the candles would be, but then you see over here that the Mishnah Berurah really passes that once you light candles, you can't say it's a mistake. So according to what we're saying, because that's the shaila that came up, what do we see from this? If, let's say, your wife made a mistake, you told her to make late Shabbos. You come home and say, what are you doing? You're lighting candles, I'm making late Shabbos. Oh, so she made a mistake. But we see over here that the one lighting the candle, Mishnah Berurah says, you, and I told this to them, the men don't have to keep Shabbos yet. Your wives have to keep Shabbos. You're not Nimshach after them. They might be Nimshach after you. You're not going to be Nimshach after them. So let's go a little further over and you hear all my interesting
things. Well, yeah, you know, if it happens to be that a man is away and is one man lying the person who lit the candle, it's not the vart from the lady versus the man, it's the vart from the lighting the candle.
You're right, because she did a maisa. Right, she did a maisa. That's what the Mishnah was saying. Those Paiskim said, because a maisa was done, the isbay maisa. So then you can't say, oh, I made a mistake, you did a maisa. Okay, let's go weiter over. Now, normally, after you say Baruch Hu, we said Rosh before, and the Mishnah Berurah said, you a Shabbos, and therefore you cannot do work. So it's important over here, I just brought the same Mishnah Berurah that we already wrote before, regarding that the next one, the sheet we already said, that one, for us, let's just remember, going further, Mizma Shir, L'chadaydi, is all Kabbalah Shabbos, Zakta Bir Alokha, let's go back to your Bir Alokha. Bir Alokha says like this, he brings down the Taz, Tafresh, the Paisik, the Mukhtar La Erev, a few Achat Shekibel of Shabbos, La Arev, you're allowed to make an Erev. In other words, let's say someone forgot to make an Erev, Chatzeris, and you know, Chatzeris, and they were Mikabel Shabbos. Oh, so that's a mistake. Oh, I made Shabbos, but I didn't make an Erev yet. Says the Taz, that's also, look what he says, if Chayin brings down from the Sivas, lifts like the Chol Shvus L'Tarif Mitzvah, if there's a Drabbanim, and I need to do this drabbanim because it's for a mitzvah. Let's say making an erev mutter. It's mutter even though I accepted Shabbos. Acha shekibul tzibur Shabbos. Vafilu b'chatz yisha kaidim chashech v'tam. He wants to say lechamar azman mibein hashmashis. It's not worse than bein hashmashis. Meaning bein hashmashis. I told you before that bein hashmashis really there are a number of things you're allowed to do. It's only a suffix anyway. When you mekabel Shabbos, normally it's worse. I'm doing the daraisa. It's not a suffix. I'm mekabel Shabbos early. Says the look what the Bir Halacha brings out from the Taz. Ubevade the tzibur was not mekabel al atzma taisis. They're not mitchad. You could be you mekabel the taisis, but it's not chamim bein hashmashis. If bein hashmashis, I'm allowed to do certain malacha. So in the taisis itself, I'm allowed to do certain malacha. What does this mean? Just to make it easy for you, let's go to Piskei Tshuvos. He just gives us salute cases of what the Taz is talking about. He says like this: someone, let's say you didn't put on tefillin, you didn't have the alminim, or you didn't read the Megillah. Well, you forgot to do sphere assignment, which is out, which is the most common of all these cases. The kiddush hayom, and what did you do? You were makabel Shabbos. But how could I do sphere? I was makabel Shabbos. So you makabel Shabbos. You made early Shabbos, makabel Shabbos. I didn't do sphere. How could I do sphere? It's the next day already. About dying with neishkia, yasek kol. Okay, you could do sphere without a bracha. Why are you allowed to still do sphere? Because I made a mistake. I have a mitzvah to do. So although I was makabel Shabbos, it was a tois. Says the Taz, because it was a tois. What does it mean, a tois? No, it's a mistake because I didn't do the mitzvah.
Shabbos wasn't the tois.
What?
The tois was, he didn't.
Very good. But that comes out that it was, if I would have known, I wouldn't have been Mekabel Shabbos. I'm only Mekabel Shabbos. Now I got my tefillin. If I would have known before, I never would have been Mekabel Shabbos. So it wasn't, if I wouldn't have been Mekabel Shabbos, so that would be cool, the tois. So the Shmir, so let's go to the Shmir Shabbos. A number of things over here are clear after everything that we discussed over here. And therefore, if you, afterwards we have any shaylos, we'll discuss it. Zakti, let's see over here. It brings down the Piskei Tshuva, not the Piskei Tshuva. It's not that sefer, different sefer. There's an old sefer in Europe. Shemistapi. He asked this question. Mi shekibol Shabbos. I want to go through this together because now that we learned the basic halacha, someone is not sure. You mekabel Shabbos kaidim chashecha, mid early Shabbos, and now I want to go ahead and I want to back out for a tzayin lassus by machshav lassus malach nechutza. Something very important. Can I be mashal? That's a different child. So again, to say that it's a mistake, it's not a mistake. I did it. Could I go matir my nether? Is this concept of Taisa Shabbos a nether? I am being makabal on myself, Taisa Shabbos, Taisa nether. So can I go ahead now? I need to do something. I realize, you know what? It's something, it's such an important something in business. Something maybe that is necessary for me to do. I want to bezin. You got three men over here. Or if my wife made a mistake, so now I could be made for the neder. The case I said to you before. So again, to say that she made a mistake, she didn't. She lit candles. But what I want to do now is I want to know if I can undo her Kabbalah Shabbos because I'm her husband. I say, I want to eat later. I want Shabbos later. I tell my wife, what are you doing? So we know that a husband can be made for the nedarim of his wife if it's nageh between him and his wife. So my wife, I come home and I see she made early Shabbos. I say, what are you doing here? I don't want to make early Shabbos. So this, look what he says over here. He's trying to sing the Piskei Tshuva. That's only if you didn't daven ma'ariv. Once you daven ma'ariv already, it's impossible. How can you be mashal on your nether? It doesn't make any sense. What's the shiloh then? It's only a shiloh where we used our dibur to be makabel Shabbos. The case of where was dibur. Or if a woman lights candles, so let's see what he says over here. Matzina machlekes apaiskim. He has all machlekes over here. He brings a levosh. That tells you the Shabbos is a neder. And if you want to be mashal on your neder, you can be mashal on your neder. And he says, he brings from a Shomaz Alman Orbach, someone accepted Shabbos, he forgot to daven mincha. Oh, could you go ahead and undo your Shabbos? I didn't daven mincha yet. If I didn't daven mincha, can I be mashal on the neder? It's a svek sveker. What's a svek sveker? Like I said to you when I said at the beginning of this year, some old you could daven mincha anyway. So some old you could daven mincha anyway. And some old you could be mashal on your neder. So he says he's mesupik. He says maybe you can be mati your nether. And therefore, many of the pais can do. Then he brings down the El Yeraba, Sarchi Ladina Mahatar Atara, Kitzar Amaisa. Just so you can see, I don't want to go into this because I don't think I don't know how many times it's going to be practically. You know, you're going to go ahead and come home and say to your wife, "What'd you do over here? Let's undo what you did." So let's just see the Piskei Tshuva over here because it's the easiest way just to see how his final halach is over here. He says Lefia the bush. Doesn't have to be a mitzvah. If you were melachas dairaisa in Torah v'nechlem, you really have to get something done by accident. The shachach and you mekabel Shabbos, you could be mashal. Again, you have to undo it. You can't say it's a mistake. Mistake doesn't work. it's not a mistake. You accept it. A mistake is only the case I said to you before. Well, you didn't realize it's so early. You need a Pesach Harata, and then you can do your Malacha. Yesh halameidim midvarav, even after Adlakas Neiris, you can do it for your wife. So you see what we said. Even though she lit candles, again, I'm not going with the Svara, oh, the lighting of the candles is a mistake. That's not a mistake. Here we're going with the Svara, it's Hatara, or Hafara Sabal. And the husband can go ahead and say, oh, we didn't take care of this. We need to get this. Achlamaisa Kasach Reinim. The Taz, they're not so happy with. We said already before, this whole dinner of the Taz. And the whole Levush, they're also this whole concept of undoing Shabbos is not so kashit. Clearly, the Levush is only Kabbalah Siyachit. After Kabbalah Tzibur, you can't be Matan Eder over there. You Matan the whole Tzibur, that doesn't make any sense. So again, there are cases that it's Nageya, would be a few cases where your wife, there's other Minyanim in the town. Your wife went out and made early Shabbos, and then you say, what are you doing? Why'd you make early Shabbos? In case of need, you can go ahead and undo her Kabbalah Shabbos. If you need, you have to get something done. You're going to call me up. You're going to call me up. So you get something done.
For our farah, still considered the same day?
I'm sorry?
You can't do a farah for the next day.
No, it's the same day, right. Same day. Because it is still day. Right, still the day. So you could be made for the nether.
Does she have to relight afterwards?
No, they don't have to write. She doesn't have to relight. Because we see you can light even before you make Kabbalah Shabbos. The Piskei Tshuva is on the bottom of it. Goes all the Pesachim that bring down the you can be made for the nether. All the Achronim talk about this also. The case is could be, you know, there are cases with someone. I had a case of a woman. So she was pregnant. She was Kabbalah Shabbos. Now she realizes she's going into labor. So should the husband just undo her net, her Kabbalah Shabbos? Because this way, if you Kabbalah Shabbos, there's no problem with her going to the hospital on Shabbos. These are all. I'm sorry?
There's no problem anyway.
No problem anyway, right. But maybe we should make it even better. You make it better because this way she can undo her Shabbos and I don't have to worry about anything. Because then it's Hutch, right. Then it gets into Hutch and Dichas, and now you're finally going into what I have to talk to them about. That's all, members. Because the main Shiloh is we're going to go Viter over here, is. Lately, we're not really preparing for Shabbos in the way where we're going to come to not be Mechal Shabbos. So I want to read you a Mishnah Berurah over here because it's very important for the summer in the country, and you'll see all the difficult questions that I have to deal with, and then you'll see why there are others that are not going to be happy with what I say. So like I said yesterday, we have to have Siyata Dishmaya and make sure we come out L'Halacha with Tavin that we should say the right thing. The Iker question is can a woman... Can the women that are pregnant go to the country for Shabbos in their ninth month and they might have to come in and give labor? Then they're traveling from the country into the hospital. They could stay here. I know they don't want to stay here because there's no one home. But do they have a right to go to the country knowing that maybe they're going to go into labor and they're going to have to go to Manhattan? So depending on which hospital you're in, you go to Columbia, it might be the same from here or it might be same from the country. I don't know the difference.
Once you're driving into that.
There's a difference, yeah. You'd be Mechal Shabbos more every time you're driving. The longer you go, you definitely. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says like this, and by the way, it's not really fair either, because when the women are in the country, how are they getting into the hospital? So what they do is they call Hatzalah, and the Hatzalah will not drive them all the way, because then they're going to transport them into Williams, because that's the way it works. So they go to Monroe, and then they transport there, and then they take them into the hospital, so you're getting a lot of people over here involved over there to be Mechal Shabbos, because this woman wants to go to the country for Shabbos. And she wants her. So what the Mishnah Berurah says like this: L'chemin aroy liisha shehigil chetroy. That's what they want to die. It's proper for a woman that gets to the ninth month. L'hazman every Friday kol advar whatever she's going to need. The shema is damin leidasa b'shab. Maybe she's going to have to give birth on Shabbos. The light stop and she shouldn't have to mechal Shabbos. Like Ephraim brought up before, Paiskim say isn't hutra. If it's hutra, then what does she have to prepare for? It's mutter anyway. You see, and all the Paiskim seem to say that it's really dichui. That's how most Paiskim pass in, especially for others to help them out. We have to do whatever it is, not to be Mechal Shabbos. So to go to the country, and now I'm going to have to definitely make other people Mechal Shabbos too. Here, you can go Uber. You're not calling Uber from the country. It's going to cost you the amount. They're not going to do that. So you're going to go ahead and now use the services of others, and you don't need to. You don't need to be Mechal Shabbos. But once again, if you look at the lush... Hard to even die these words, but they do. Minaro, it's proper. It means it's not a chiyuv, but it's the proper thing to do. Okay, so let's go weiter over there. So one of the svarim that deals with this, Sefer Teres Hayoledes, this is one of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's earliest svarim. He goes through all halachas of a woman who's pregnant. So he brings down a halacha here about going on a boat before Shabbos. We've learned this numerous times. You know, you're going to end up being Mechal Shabbos. Why are you allowed to go on a boat? Why are you going to cruise? What the lahaf of the Svina feel about Shabbos? You're allowed in Hailuk Levar Mitzvah. Oh, if it's a mitzvah, you can go on a boat. Even though you know that they're going to be going on Shabbos, you try to tell them not to. Don't go. If they don't listen to you, it's not your fault. You did what you got to do. If it's for Dvar Hashos, you can't go on a boat. Pachas, it has to be 3 days before Shabbos. Once you go 3 days before, then you're allowed to go. So first, they're going to bring a raya from this, as you'll see. Obviously, there's a lot of differences, but someone to bring a raya from over here. So you're going Erev Shabbos, Ludvar Mitzvah, you're going on a boat. You're going on a boat, you know you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. So why are you allowed to go? You see that once Shabbos comes, you're allowed to be on the boat. I'm allowed to be there now, because I was Erev Shabbos right now, I'm going for a mitzvah. What happens on Shabbos? I don't have to worry about what happens on Shabbos. I'm allowed to be on the boat. There's malacha that's being done on Shabbos on the boat. I don't have to be concerned because I had a right to get on the boat. So someone in Thailand, the same thing. I have a right to go to the country. Right now, I'm not in labor right now. If I end up going in labor, like we said before, okay, even if it's dichud, okay, now I have a mitzvah. I have to have a child. I have to go take care of this woman. So someone to bring a raya from this. You do what you have right now. Look at right now. Right now, I'm allowed to go on the boat, even Erev Shabbos. I tell them not to. I tell them I don't want the boat to go. They might not listen to me. So it's not 100% sure you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, but I'm allowed to do it. So look at the Torah Sayyid. It says like this. Min aroi lahaz, mash mein zechi of gamur. Tzarech loimar. He wants to say, she'im mi abal amor, rai gemuro. There's a big difference between a boat. Because he does say, what do you see from this? You're really supposed to not do it. You see from the boat, at least from the second half, it's the Dvar Rishus, when you go on the boat. There, maybe you don't have to be worried about Shabbos at all. In other words, by the boat, we see you have to tell them, don't go on Shabbos. And if it's a Dvar Rishus, you know, you go on the boat altogether. Maybe over here, at the end of the day, what are you doing over here? I have to be so she didn't do anything. Shamayim puts her into the sakana, which to me, I don't know what the chilik is. You're putting yourself in a situation. Look what he says. Who said she's going to give birth on Shabbos? So he wants to say that it's even better than the boat. So by the boat, we see, can we get on the boat, Erev Shabbos? And if it's a mitzvah, tell them to stop, even if they're not going to stop. Here, he wants to say that if who said she's giving birth? So maybe she does have a right. Say, right now, I'm not giving birth. I want to go wherever I want. What happens tomorrow? Am I for sure going to be Mechal Shabbos? Or no, by the boat, for sure you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. So therefore, don't get on the boat. That's what we see, unless it's a Dvar Mitzvah. Giving birth in the mounds is not a Dvar Mitzvah. So you have to start comparing it to the other case of Dvar Rishus. You're going away, it's signing Shabbos, maybe it's easier, maybe you'll be able to watch the kids. A lot of different parts over here. So therefore, we are going to go, I know it's hard to see where I am over here, but the next one, it says, V'hine Lamar Salmer. He says, Yitzchak Zilberstein says, even though they're in a Chiyav Aliyah Ledes, you're right, Ledes doesn't have to think too much of Shabbos, L'Melech Shabbos, Nikom Nero, I'll call upon him like the Srachim Beisachim. She can't be far from the hospital. Because he's going to be Mechal Shabbos when in a Siyah Ruchiyat. So that's what he says. He's going longer. A longer trip is Mechit. Says if you can't go to the country. What are you going to the country for? Yeah, we see over here, we're trying to stay away from Chilul Shabbos. So I know it's not, you're not sure. But if there's a chance that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, especially not you, you're causing others to be Mechal Shabbos, what are you doing it for? So there's a little bit here that needs to be discussed, a lot more here that needs to be discussed. But one thing I can tell you is that Rav Moshe Sternberg, again, comes up with the aside. What came up last, and I could just give you a little insight into what I'm dealing with Atzal is that according to what I'm saying to you, why do they have a right to make early Shabbos? By them making early Shabbos, they might go on a call. If they're going to go on a call, they're allowed to go on a call because it's Pekuach Nefesh sometimes. So they shouldn't make early Shabbos. How do I have a right to make early Shabbos? If there's a chance that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, so we just said, don't stay away from that.
Let someone else take the call.
Oh, could you tell that to the guys, the ones who are not who didn't make early Shabbos? They're going to tell you, what do you mean? I didn't take a shower yet. They might end up in the hospital because of transport. They didn't make Shabbos yet. They didn't get home. The wives need them home. listening to all of them argue about this. So it's a good question. So they ask them, why do they want to make early Shabbos? Ask the Hatzalmas, why do they want to make early Shabbos? So you get different answers. If their answer is because I want to have Einik Shabbos with my family and I want to be a eater at a normal time, some of them will tell you they want to go to sleep early at night. So is that enough of a reason to go ahead and say, okay, make early Shabbos, and I'm not going to worry about what's going to happen later on. Maybe you're going to call, maybe not. Similar to what I'm saying over here. I don't know if this woman's is going to give birth or not, but we're trying to stay away from Chilul Shabbos. So then what are they making early Shabbos for? Ramesh Shishtambo says, and
anyway, to make early Shabbos, is extra times for Shabbos also better than small
if you're doing it for the right reasons? Yeah, if you're doing it for the right reasons. Well, so they're doing it for convenience. So Ramesh says they're doing it for convenience. Others say, yeah, it's Einik Shabbos. So if I'm doing it for Einik Shabbos, so Ramesh Shishtambo says,
it's also mitzvah to be mekabel for. So it's different than the birth because.
Yeah, but everyone will agree that if it's going to be Tais for Shabbos or Malachan Shabbos, don't give Tais for Shabbos. Ramesh Shishtambo, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says, that if you know that you need Michal Shabbos, what are you doing? What are you handing out to Shabbos for?
Well, here, you know, that's all. Don't they have to be a four.
Right, they don't know. So what should they do? That's the question. But if it's possible that they're going to be a Michal, maybe they should wait. Wait a little bit. You can do your Taisa Shabbos. You want to do your Taisa Shabbos? Wait 5 minutes before. Why do you have to catch Shabbos an hour and a half before? By you making Shabbos an hour and a half before, you're going to go on a call. So don't be Michal Shabbos. So there is a tremendous Ramesha holds in the case of a doctor that is in a hospital, he has a shift from 7 to 7. So every day 7 to 7. And Shabbos is in the winter, and Shabbos starts at 4:30, 7 o'clock at night. He wants to go home to his family, so he can go home. But he's going to be there tomorrow again in the hospital. So to go home, we let the doctors go home. That's what we do. We let doctors go home. Hatzalah members can go home. Doctors can go home. But by him going home, he's going to have to come back tomorrow. So Ramesha says he has to stay in the hospital. He can't go home. So Friday night, his shift is over at 7. He's stuck in the hospital. He's going home to come back tomorrow. He has to stay in the hospital. And it makes sense. We go home to be Michal Shabbos. I own in Shabbos. Oh, but I know tomorrow I have to be back. For sure I have to be back. However, Moshe does say that if it's a guy driving the doctor home, it's fine. Because the doctor's going to drive, the guy's going to drive him home. Tomorrow he has to go back. He'll get the guy to drive him back again. If we're the guy, he says it's not a problem. So definitely can use a guy. Comes Moshe Shtarbach and says the Chiddush and so. And so does Rabbi Yashiv is very, very clear. He says, you have to help out Hatzalah members. You got to be lenient for them. That's what he says. Because no one's going to, why would they want to be, if you're going to make it difficult for them, they're not going to want to do it. They're not going to want to go on calls. Imagine I go and tell them they can't make early Shabbos. You know what they're going to do then? They're going to say, I'm not going on calls. I don't want to go on a call. I want to make early Shabbos. So what, you can make it difficult. We're going to be taking away some of the ability to tell people. So Ramesh Shishtara says, look at the next thing on the sheet. He actually writes, if it's going to be a bittul of Einik Shabbos, she doesn't want to sit at another table. Okay, then he says, it's a mitzar, it's a whole kiddush over it. So he says, yeah, if this woman is going to tell me it's a bittul of Einik Shabbos to give birth, because his question is, maybe she should go to my hand. I stay in someone's man, then you could walk to the hospital if you know. So he says, no, you don't have to do that because you're losing your Einik Shabbos. So that would, the question when they're going to ask is to go to the country, if there's other options, then you can't go. If you're telling me that someone has to watch the kids and there's no one to watch the kids and there's no Einik Shabbos, maybe I'll let you go. But in the case of the Hatzalah members, we're definitely going to let them make early Shabbos because if not, then they lose out their Einik Shabbos. And although Ramesh says that the doctor can't go home and come back, Hatzalah members definitely can make early Shabbos because now what I did tell them, it's not going to get to anyone here, but is if there's someone, should they go on the call? So there's a call now. They're listening to the radios. They don't have to go. Let someone else who did make early Shabbos go on the call. But you don't know if they're going to go on the call. So then you have to try to go on the call. Again, these are all the shilas that I'm dealing with them. And then when the way home, if they're going with someone who's made early Shabbos, one early Shabbos and one didn't make early Shabbos, who's the one who should be doing all the malachas? The one who didn't make early Shabbos yet. So he's going to have to turn on the car. He's the one who has to carry the bags back to the car. He didn't make Shabbos yet. And so there's a lot of questions that come up over here. Well, Halacha, what should we take out of today's shir? That there's an inyan of Taish Shabbos, it's a Dairai. So there are rarely cases of where you're going to ever undo the Shabbos. There might be one case where your wife maybe lit and it was a total mistake. And you're saying, what do you mean? We have to take care of something. So then you will be able to undo her nether in case of need. But we have to make sure that our wives are daven mincha before. If they can't daven mincha before, it's okay. For all of us, in the Kabbalah Taisa Shabbos, If you see that you're not able to be mekabel the Taisa Shabbos, the Davi Mincha first, so you should say that I want to be mekabel only Taisa Shabbos before Mincha, and this way, at least if you're Maishish Nem, it'll be Makayim Yimitzvah of Taisa Shabbos.
To watch. I don't know.